You are listening to The Psychic Jam, a podcast that features three expert mentors who empower and inspire people like yourself to trust their inner voice, promoting awareness along their spiritual journey.
Am I being haunted? Today on The Psychic Jam, we are going to discuss how paranormal activity connects to the fears of being haunted. I'm Amber Price, and I'm joined with my co-hosts, Jay Lane and Liz Throp, and we are going to be discussing paranormal activity, as we stated, but listen to this. I've been thinking about how those little things that spirit does makes us feel like automatically we must have some sort of haunting because it's so publicized about, you know, if you experience something paranormal or spiritual that you must be haunted. But I look back to my children and I remember them growing up in the house with little things happening all the time. You know, doors opening or lights flickering or hearing their name being called. And immediately they went to the fear of, I think I'm being haunted. I think that there's a ghost in the house. I feel like there's a bad vibe or an energy, or I might feel scared because I don't understand what that means. So my kids didn't have to experience that for too long because we had a good conversation about how being witness to those things does not have to mean that you are being haunted. But it's interesting that that's where they went, right? So I also was thinking about, you know, my husband who will see things out of the corner of his eye or always kind of see different lights or kind of visions in terms of, when I say visions, what I mean is almost like little silhouettes or apparitions or things like that. So if you're someone who is also, like my children and my husband, someone who is not identifying as a psychic or a medium, and you have witnessed little things like that, like your name being called or hearing music faintly or the door opening and shutting, lights flickering, things beeping, technological twitches and glitches and things like that. Or maybe you've actually seen some apparition or like transparent figure go by you. You might actually be able to say it was a woman with a white nightgown with long hair. Like you might be able to see those things and explain them. You might be being woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning. You could be seeing repeating numbers. You could have repeating dreams. So all of those things tend to lead most people down the road of, am I being haunted? I must be being haunted. Because when I move from house to house or go from home to work or in my car, those things follow me. So I must be haunted. So this is definitely something that I take serious because I don't want anybody to feel unsafe. So I put a lot of time and education into how spirit can communicate with you in a way that is how they are able to get your attention and how you're being able to take witness to it, but it's not necessarily a sinister thing. And so when we consider that, consider how you feel in the moment. Do you feel terrified? Or is it that you think you should be terrified? Because there is that difference, right? Like, I believe this is happening and I know other people think this should happen, so now I should be terrified. Or was it actually feelings of dread and terror and horror? Or like, is it actually an emotion you're experiencing, or is it something that you feel you should be doing? So consider that. I always say to my kids or to my clients or my husband or whoever it is, like, feel that sincerely, sink into it and feel it. I'll tell you something. If you actually have to spend too much time thinking about it, you likely are actually just in your head about it, because I know I've been scared before, maybe driving down the street and somebody cutting me off and having to slam on the brakes really fast. And you know, if you're scared, like your body responds to it. So if I have to think too long and hard about, am I actually terrified? Then you're likely probably in your head about it. Now, that helps a lot because once you understand your mindset, then you can start to really be present in the moment and then start to go through who is it, what's happening, why is it happening, what's going on, and then start to learn how to coexist with them because, you know, at the end of the day, there's energetics all around us and they are coexisting with us as humans. So we're probably likely bugging them just as much as they you may feel like they're bugging you in some moments, right? There are the lines that cross.
Yeah.
So Liz, I want to hear what you want to share because I feel like you can tell us a little bit more about what they're doing and why they're doing it.
Absolutely. You know, Hollywood has done a really great job at scaring the bejesus out of all of us. And so we have this, you know, predetermined awareness of what bumps in the night actually mean. And we have like visions of like horror movies. You know, I remember growing up with Salem's Lot. Well, that was a terrifying movie, but Amityville Horror. That's what I grew up with. And that scared the crap out of me. And so when I started to have, you know, awareness that I was actually connecting to spirit, I immediately defaulted to, you know, the worst case scenario. So I recognized early on that fear plays a big role in our connection to spirit. So we have to let Hollywood do their thing and you know, sensationalize fear because that sells tickets to movies. But when it comes to spirit, trying to connect to you, and I love the way you explain that, Amber, because I work with a lot of kids with Psychic Kids United. And I'm telling you, This is one of the biggest challenges kids have in terms of doors opening, like meeting or connecting with spirit, feeling people in the room staring at them or actually connecting with, you know, stuff, psychic stuff about loved ones. So, you know, we have to dispel that fear. So why is this happening? And I am a huge proponent to the belief system that we have these moments to wake us up to our spiritual gifts, to our psychic abilities, our mediumship abilities. Without these things happening, we wouldn't be tuning into it as much, right? Mm-hmm, so yeah. Spirit tries to wake us up. They will do things that are, you know, really out there to go, hey, I am literally standing right here in front of you trying to get your attention and you're ignoring me and you're likely ignoring them because of fear, right? So it's a double-edged sword. So maybe take a step back now if you have a moment where you can feel someone coming up on you. You can feel the room temperature change. You know, you're seeing somebody out of the corner of your eye. You're connecting information to people that you know, instead of stepping into fear around that. Because one of the things I hear a lot from people, and I don't know about you guys, is that, well, if I see this, I think someone's going to die in my house and I don't want to see it. Like, it scares me so much because they think they're going to bring on someone's death. Let me just dispel that myth right out the gate. You cannot bring on somebody else's death by communicating with spirit. Doesn't work like that. They have a connection to their soul's plan and they're going to go when they're going to go. So you can't make anything happen because you're communicating with spirit. So that's a huge awareness. And when you can get to the place where you understand why you're supposed to communicate with spirit or open up spiritually or psychically or mediumshiply, you're going to have an enlightened life. You're going to have higher awareness around so many things beyond connecting to spirit. So it's kind of a cue card for you to say, wake up. That's my feelings on it. And Jay, I know you've got some stuff you want to share on this beautiful topic.
I love this topic, actually, because I love the paranormal. Amazing. Love doing investigations. I love all of it. But really, for me, I always think that a spirit can attach itself to a person and follow them from place to place. So yes. So not only can a house be haunted, but I believe a person can be haunted too, but it's not everybody that is. So sometimes the spirit will have a personal connection to a certain individual or is drawn to them for whatever unknown reason. And so sometimes people think that, you know, maybe this spirit is looking for revenge or justice, or maybe just looking for companionship. But most who have experienced this, they have reported hearing all kinds of like disembodied voices, as you said, Liz, or feeling that presence, or like, is that spirit trying to tell you something? So the very first thing I tell people is don't freak out, remain calm. You know, your life's not going to end because your door opened or you smelled cigars in your house. So it's really important to try to determine why you're suddenly receiving all of this stuff, like you said. And why is that spirit there? What does it want? Is it trying to tell you something? But once you have a better understanding of that situation, I kind of do this. And not everybody's prepared to do this, but I'm going to give you some suggestions. First thing I do is I engage with that spirit and I have a conversation with it. And you don't have to be a medium to talk to spirits. You can talk to them inside your head or out loud and ask questions if you're going to get any response to see if you get any. Now, you're not going to get, hey, yes, I'm here. I'm your ghost haunting you. You may get like different types of responses, noticing things in different areas, or something's really going to attract you, like maybe an old dresser that was left upstairs, and you kind of feel weird around it. The second thing, only if you really feel comfortable enough to do, is I tell people to smudge themselves and smudge their house. And there's different things that you could do to smudge. I like to use sage or cedar, but one of my very favorites is Palo Santo wood. And Palo Santo wood, I love it because I think I've mentioned this before, another podcast or even my own. It comes from the cypress tree and it has to cure for 4 years and it's an absolutely addictive smell. It's so beautiful, but it rids your space of negative energy and evil, and it also brings in good luck. So that's sort of like a double whammy for me. I love to use that. But a lot of people think that they're going to smudge away their loved ones if they smudge their area, if they think that they're haunted or that they have an attachment to them. But that's not true. When you're smudging your area, all you're doing is filling smoke and positive intention into your room. And anything negative or malevolent or whatever energy that is not going to be in that space is not going to like that smell. So, like in other words, you're going to get rid of it by putting that smell into the area. So they don't like it. And the other thing is that you could do a little ritual to try to pass that spirit through. I know that I do. When I moved into this house, the very first thing I did was cleansed it. I used holy water, which I blessed myself, and I used some Palo Santo and some sage, and I smudged it. But there's other things that you could do to assist with a spirit's transition. I love to do a beautiful ritual with a candle. You light it up, and then you visualize that spirit walking into this beautiful light, this beautiful pure white light. And once it walks through that light, I tell people, blow the candle out. That way you're sealing that door. But there's different types of tools of divination that you can use. Some people use crystals, some people use salt, clove, they'll use pendulums, they'll use the smudge, as I said. So if you still feel the presence of a spirit after you've cleansed your home, you might want to hire somebody because some people just cannot do it on their own, or they have, as Liz said, too much of that fear. And some of these energies will really kind of suck the life out of you fear-wise. And if you have that fear while you're cleansing, it's really hard to get rid of some of these energies that may be lurking in your areas. So the thing is, you might want to hire a psychic medium to come in and do a quick smudge of your home, a spiritual advisor, or even a paranormal group that can help you in resolving these conflicts that you're having. So that's kind of what I do. I also protect myself by I always wear crystals or I always have them around. And I love especially black onyx for protection against evil is one of my favorites. And so I love to use that. And then I use purity crystals like quartz, anything that absorbs negative energy, citrine, smoky quartz, celestial quartz, which is a really old type of quartz that comes from South America, actually, is one of my favorites, but it's really hard to get your mitts on that. But it's important to always be respectful as well towards your spirits when you're protecting yourself. So in other words, don't go on a big cursing rant and tell that spirit to get the F out of your house and different things. You have to be really respectful when you're dealing with spirits, because a lot of grounded spirits still feel that they have ego. Now, the last thing I'm going to tell people is do not use a Ouija board. Do not use a Ouija board. A lot of people want to use that, but the thing is, it's just a game, and in a box, it does nothing, but it's the intention that it's used with. So if you're using a Ouija board to get rid of some energy, and the thing is, you're doing it by yourself, you believe in negative things, I wouldn't use it. I wouldn't use it with anyone who's sick. I wouldn't use it, period, because you're opening the door to unwanted energies because you don't know what you're asking for. This is something that's intended to open portals, and portals bring in all kinds of nasties or even goodies. So the thing is, it's to kind of stay away from that. And just to know that you're very protected. When you surround yourself with beautiful white light, nothing can really hurt you. Spirits aren't out to hurt you. They don't usually do anything like that. It's poltergeist or, you know, malevolent type of energies that will do that. Then definitely you would need somebody to help you if you're very fearful around those types of things. But just to really think that if you're being haunted or if you have that paranormal activity around you, try not to have any fear around it. Just understand that, you know, that you just need to deal with it. And once it's dealt with, it usually goes away. So there's different rituals that you can look up on the internet. There are so many different types, but use what resonates with you, what you feel comfortable with. Some people don't want to invoke prayers from Archangel Michael to get rid of demons or whatever, negative energy. Some people feel very uncomfortable with that, or some people don't feel comfortable with holy water or with clove or maybe with smudge. So do what feels comfortable to you. And if you're really not being successful with that, don't be fearful. You'll be fine. Mm-hmm. That's what I have to say about it. So, Amber.
Thank you. Thanks, ladies. That was great. I mean, I think it's important to understand that not all spiritual activity is going to fall within one group or type of entity, right? You've got the poltergeist, you have spirits, you have guides, you have angels, you have archangels. And so just as with anything, you're going to want to start to investigate and learn and educate yourself about what it is that's going on. If you think about all the things in your life that you might have been afraid about, like one of the biggest things is money, right? We fear money because we're not really sure what to do with it, how it works. We don't want to talk about it. We don't want to learn about it. So then it becomes this fear. But energetics is very similar, right? You just have to kind of decide you want to learn about it and really dive in and just educate yourself. That will take a lot of the fear and give you your own personal power. Now, also, I just wanted to add, you know, a lot of times we're forgetting to call on our own spiritual teams, or also if you do feel fear, then like true fear, you feel that, call your loved ones, because you have a ton of people in spirit and your spiritual team that are going to be helping you. So if you can think of, you know, you're not walking around the world alone, you've got all these people that got your back. So really call on them to be able to help you with this, because they are there and wanting to be of service to you. And sometimes it's as simple as your free will and being able to ask for help. And, you know, maybe there's a lot more activity going on all of a sudden because there's something that's happening in your life that is allowing that to come through for you. Because, for example, if I don't normally connect to all of these things and now all of a sudden it's all happening, I would suggest to look inside and say, okay, what is happening with you or in your home or with your family members? Because it could be that you just lost your job. And now all of a sudden you're fearful, you're worried, but now your loved ones want you to know that you're there, or that it's going to work out, or feel the presence. Like if I lost my job and my parents wanted to comfort me, they would do that in person as well as they would do that in spirit, right? So think of them as, you know, they're going to show up to you. If you've lost someone, you might be grieving. They're going to want to be there for you. So start to consider what's actually happening within your own life to see if this connection of all of these new things that are happening around you are just for you to simply know that they are there and wanting to show compassion, love, and support to you? And, or are you increasing the amount of activity or connecting to something that is truly terrifying or upsetting to you, as Jay mentioned? And is that fear breeding more activity? Are they connecting to you to use that to create more? So just ask questions, and we're here for that. We're here for you. We've got your back. So if you have questions about those things and you want to learn more and you want your personal power to understand how to eliminate the fear and know what kind of questions to even ask, check us out at thepsychicassociates.com, and we will be happy to help you through this. Until next time, have a great day.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening in. If you liked our podcast or would like to learn more about us, please visit our website at www.thepsychicassociates.com or visit us on our socials on Facebook or Instagram at The Psychic Associates.